Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all 1980 songs that reached number one on various music charts. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, DeBarge, Smokey Robinson, Lionel Richie, Rick James, and Stevie Wonder. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature all 1980s number one songs.
Old Time Memories with Tom Fallon.
Number one.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Smokey Robinson, Cruisin'. They reached number one on the United States pop charts from 1980, before that DeBarge with Rhythm of the Night, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts in the U.S. from 1985, and we start with Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out, number one on the Dance and Disco charts from 1980. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all songs that made it to number one status on various music charts in the 1980s. Well, coming up, a number one from 1983 from Lionel Richie, You Are. Well, You Are was written by Lionel Richie and his then-wife, Brenda Harvey Richie. It appeared on a self-titled debut solo album, which came out in 1982. Well, You Are was released as the follow-up single to his number one hit song called Truly. You Are reached the top five on three major Billboard music charts. On the Billboard Hot 100 Pop chart, the song spent 2 weeks at number four in early 1983. It peaked at number two in the rhythm and blues charts and spent 6 weeks at number one in the adult contemporary chart. Kenny Rogers can be heard on the backing tracks. Well, here is Lionel Richie with You Are right here on Motown Memories.
My life is foolish game.
James with Super Freak, reaching number one in the dance and disco charts from 1981. And we start with You Are, Lyle Richie, number one on the adult contemporary chart from 1983. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all 1980 songs that reached number one status on various music charts. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from Stevie Wonder, Master Blaster Jammin'. Well, Master Blaster was taken from his 1980 album called Hotter Than July, and the song was built on a heavy reggae feel. It's an ode to reggae legend Bob Marley. Well, Stevie had been performing live with Marley, billing him as an opening act on a U.S. tour in the fall of 1980. Lyrics mention Children of Jar and the end of the Civil War in Zimbabwe. Stevie also plays drums on the track. Here is Stevie Wonder, Master Blaster Jammin', right here on Motown Man.
Everyone's feeling pretty. It's Hotter Than July. Though the world's full of problems, they couldn't touch us even if they tried. From the park I hear rhythms. Marley's hot on the books. Tonight there will be a party on the corner. Be jamming until the break of
Stevie Wonder's number one smash hit from 1980 in the rhythm and blues charts in the United States, Master Blaster Jim. This half hour, we've heard some great songs all reaching number one status on the various music charts from the 1980s. Coming up after the break, more 80s number one tunes, so keep it right here on Motown Mondays.